This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Watson robbed Josh Owens. Will be joining us in the next segment. Their final report from Austria as Bilderberg 2015 closes. Usually you get most of your good intel before, at the start. This time it all came basically at the end. And so I'm very excited about the job they've done. They'll be joining us. Then we're going to get into Cruz and Paul push for ban on indefinite detention of U.S. citizens. We'll also get into the California water crisis, an excellent report on that. We're going to look at the attack on the police department up in Dallas. Both our reporters went up there to investigate it. Joe Biggs will be joining us in studio. Hillary Clinton launches her campaign officially. King George III to launch his campaign tomorrow. That's Jeb Bush. But first, here is the amazing video and audio, because the Bilderbergs all leave by noon on Sunday. They always follow an exact thing since the 50s. So our reporters went up to the hotel to try to find any paperwork in the trash can or to try to see what was going on, and they were thrown out. So here is the audio and video of that. This just happened like 4 hours ago. Here it is.
So we've just been asked to leave the hotel from one of the staff. Mr. Abe has asked us, due to, I guess, other reasons, they're still keeping the hotel closed for reporters or anyone like that. So we're being escorted back down to the basement where we picked up where we parked our car.
Just that it's under surveillance.
Yeah, so everything's still under surveillance. Well, probably there. There's hotel. There's lights everywhere.
Right. And I ask you to cover me and the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Without discussion. Otherwise,
no, I don't want any discussion with any one of you. You have to leave
now.
The ground, the hotel, the whole area. You know. Understood?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
I think I understand means something different.
Okay.
So, we have our cars parked.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Wrong direction.
Our cars parked.
You go out here. One. How many cars?
Two.
Okay, two guys go and take the car, the other ones go out here. Okay, please.
Jason Statham is escorting him out.
Okay, you leave the property right now. Mm-hmm. If you come back, you have problems, okay?
Oh, we're not looking for problems.
You don't looking or are you looking?
No, we're not looking.
Okay, there you go.
But I'm saying the police here let us in.
So you wait here until your car is here, and then you leave. Okay, we leave you alone. Just tell everyone you see.
Yeah.
Private property.
Verboten, right? That's the director. Verboten.
Second.
Yeah,
okay.
I learned a little German.
Forbidden.
You people are very nice.
All right, so that was the managing director asking us to leave. Never, don't come back. Tell your friends, don't come back. Obviously, they've turned other people away.
And let me get a last shot of the hotel as we leave. There it is. Go ahead. You can take.
Give us the money, Lebowski.
Leaving never to return.
We want the money.
Very rude.
Don't worry, these men are cowards. So there, I'm mixing some Big Lebowski in with it. There's Rob Dew, though, of course, making his jokes. One of those guys was a police detective. I wonder if we're ever invited there. That looks really beautiful. I want to go visit. Never been to Austria. Who knows? Maybe I will. All right, we're going to talk to our reporters from Austria. I'm sure that at the end of this five harrowing days, they're soused. We'll see what they're up to there from the Alpine Kingdom, the former Germanic stronghold of Austria. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The Secret Bilderberg Media.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution. Solution.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, coming on a little bit late here in the second hour because I've been on the phone to Austria the last few minutes. We can't get a Skype connection or a phone connection on our regular equipment. I could be on my cell phone to get a final report. Bilderberg, a big globalist secret enclave meeting that set up the euro. They've released those documents to the BBC. That has set up pretty much the modern state of the Western world. Just completed its meeting. And we caught the globalists flying on their private jets. You name it. Those videos are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's by identifying the shadowy groups that control things like the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that we can ignite the public's interest to start being concerned and caring about the real world. Here's an example. We hear things like, this football player or this basketball player could cement their place in history by winning this championship. And it's, oh my gosh, it's history. It's so important. Or the lead singer of the Foo Fighters this weekend, as he did, broke his leg falling off the stage. But he came back out and finished it with another song. He's now a legend in rock. Everybody's like, whoa, unbelievable. Okay, great. But see, used to before the modern era, and it's all been declassified, it's all come out that the nephew of Sigmund Freud, Edward Bernays, and others were hired by the Department of War to change their names to the Department of Defense and to sell us the current world we basically live under today. And so we think of somebody winning a basketball game or winning a World Series as epic, as, man, we tribally had a victory. This is important. Yeah! I've made this point thousands of times. I'll make it again. But when we shoot down the TPP that signs our sovereignty over to a bunch of globalists that are known for screwing every country they get a hold of seven ways to Sunday, and then again and again. So bad, it's beyond comic book villain stuff. Comic book villains are just based on these people. Bond villains are based on these people. Ian Fleming was MI6. He admitted that. He said before he died, Spectre's basically real. That's what runs the world, these corporate boards. He was talking about Bilderberg. We go cover the real Spectre. Oh, you'll go watch some fake model actor fight Spectre in the upcoming movie. My reporters went, and they faced attack helicopters, secret police, midnight raids on their hotel rooms, harassment, the whole nine yards. And guess what? We kicked Spectre's ass. We got the footage. We exposed their agenda. We, the people, shot down their TPP Friday. We're blowing them wide open. They are on their heels. They are on the defense. We're on the offense. They want to play this game of, we don't exist, nothing happening. That doesn't work. We're not children at a magic show. We know you got a table with an invisible door in the top, and you reach down in the hat, and the rabbit is inside a box. Do you understand? I don't care if you tell me the rabbit came out of the damn hat. I know where it came from, punk. Don't play mind games with me. It's a good thing I'm not a stormtrooper in Star Wars. You tell me these aren't the droids you're looking for. I know they're the droids I'm looking for. Don't play your mind games with me. It's over. The trance is lifting. I mean, they have the head of N.M. Rothschild worldwide, one of the most powerful banking heads in the world, one of the most powerful people in the world, the co-chair of the Bilderberg Group, going, there's no see. You're a banker. No, I'm not a banker. No. Talking to us like we're two-year-olds. We're not two-year-olds. We're not the general public you prey on. Have you not figured that out yet? And the answer is yes. They were preying on viewers and the audience. Like a mother bird that acts like its wings broken to keep you away from the eggs. But these aren't mother birds. More like mother demons. We are in a global battle against tyrants that want to usurp everything and turn off resources and control human development to a very nightmare end. This is epic, legendary stuff going on. A trillion times more important than the arrogant narcissist LeBron James running around on ego trips. I'm all into celebrating humans and sports and everything else, but they misappropriate our energies. The energies you have for cheering is for when your tribe wins, not for when someone does a simulated combat maneuver. The real world economy, the human future, is not about guys on a court throwing a ball in a hoop or guys on a vista hitting balls. And I get basketball. I get golf. I like golf. I like watching basketball. The point is, it isn't God. It isn't our future. It isn't what's important. Bad groups have seized control of our banks, our government. They are screwing us over. They're getting ready to do it even more. They think we're so pathetic. And we're fighting back. Bilderberg's in trouble. All these other globalist groups under them are in trouble. They're right at the top of the capstone. Are they the most elite group? They're co-equal to a bunch of other organizations, but it's all run by the same people. Most people in power are scared to even say their name. We're willing to charge in and take them on head to head. That's epic. So I want it on record. Whatever happens to me, I took the field against these people. I've personally been to five of their events. I personally send my reporters out to confront them, and my name is signed like John Hancock. John Hancock wasn't a narcissist when he signed his name five times bigger than George Washington's on the Declaration of Independence. He knew they were coming after his family. He knew they were coming after his treasure and his life. And so he said, you know what? I'm going to sign it big when I sign my own death warrant. Because it's either the life of my country or the death of my body. And he signed it. Liberty or death, that's what it's about. So let me sign my name real big on 2015 Declaration of Independence. Alex Jones, baby. That's my name and you know it. I'll never be a parasite like you. Now, we take you now live to Austria. We're going to come back in the next segment with more time, but I got wound up here. Paul Watson, tell us what's coming up. Tell us what happened in this last day. It seems more important than all the days before it at Bilderberg, the 5 days you guys have been there.
Well, it was definitely the best day, Alex, in terms of the footage that we got on the confrontation. So basically started off with us again driving up to the hotel past the checkpoint. And it was the most lax day of all, despite the fact that, you know, over 100 Bilderberg members were driving down the road. We would literally drive past them. didn't even check our IDs. After days of harassment and ID checks and vehicle searches and bag searches, they didn't even check us once, which again illustrates the fact that they knew we weren't a physical threat to any of the Bilderbergers because we were right in their faces at the airport. This was all a tactic designed to intimidate the media and prevent the media from going up there, which is why, apart from InfoWars, RT was the only, you know, international media organization that was even there physically. So it completely debunked the notion that this was to do with genuine security, and they had police 6 miles away, halfway up a mountain, harassing us, when today we could get right up to the Bilderberg members' faces, right at the entrance to the terminal building of the airport. So that was the first thing. Of course, then we went straight to the airport, and it was a trickle at first, but after a couple of hours, it was literally a free-for-all, and we can get into that after the break.
Paul, your Skype is epic. If you're a radio listener, you got to go to InfoWars.com/show, InfoWars.com/show to see the free video feeds from Austria, and pass that link on. They don't want you to see this info. Help get it out.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Big Brother. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I went into my whole rant about sports figures and movie stars earlier and how they're not important. I'm not attacking them as individuals. Any celebration of, you know, human accomplishment I love, it's that we're told that's what's epic history. No, epic history is shooting down the TPP so far. Epic history is going and confronting the shadow government globalists. That's what humans are supposed to do to not be slaves. Paul Watson from Austria, Bilderberg 2015 just ended. I'd say we've got record intel. Their TPP got shot down. Their entire agenda is in trouble. Please continue, Paul Watson.
Yeah, so we got to the airport, we were trying to find a good vantage zone, and we decided the best place would just to be right there at the terminal entrance, because many of them started to pull in. As I said, at first it was a trickle, then it was a deluge, and basically it was a free-for-all. They didn't know where to pull in. The police changed the location for where the cars were pulling in several times, and so we were able to get right up on them, ask them questions, get right in their face as they were entering the hotel building. But before that, our friend Tillman, who we're going to speak to shortly, hopefully, he was able to go to the train station because some of them were traveling by train, the ones that live in Italy and nearby countries, as opposed to going to the airport. So he had a confrontation with Franco Bernabe.
We played it last hour.
Yes, it's the top story on InfoWars, who is the head of Rothschild in Europe, former Italian telecommunications CEO, and a steering committee member of the Bilderberg Group. So this is one of the top guys in Bilderberg.
Didn't we see Robert Rubin, too?
Yeah, he was there, too.
Former Treasury Secretary?
But this is one of the guys who decides what they discuss and who to invite. So this is one of the key, most influential people in Bilderberg.
Barnaby is a kingpin of kingpins.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a 12-minute conversation. It wasn't a 10, 20-second confrontation. This was an actual conversation in which Barnaby basically said, oh, Bilderberg will put out a statement that will answer your question. Well, no, they won't put out a statement. The only statement they put out was to say, we welcome general interest in the conference. Which is completely ludicrous because they surrounded themselves with a ring of steel with 2,000 police, with police on the mountain harassing us miles away. So they
helicopter gunships, radar jamming. I mean, it was crazy.
Exactly, because they used the same security that they used for G7. It was obviously a complete overkill. You could tell the police knew that within 2 or 3 days. So it started to get more and more lax. Obviously, the mountain police didn't know that because they were further away. But the police that we dealt with, you know, some of them were cool, some of them were mean to us. But by the end of it, they just really didn't give a damn. As I said, we went straight through the checkpoint on the last day. As all the Bilderberg members were driving down, they didn't even check our ID. So it completely belies the notion that this was all necessary for the security of Bilderberg.
But remember, it doesn't exist. They still have publications writing articles, Paul, saying it doesn't even exist.
Well, the media in the past has harped on about the fact that it has no power and influence. And for the first time, I think, this year, there have hardly been any news articles that try to claim that. There's been a couple. But, in fact, if you look at José Manuel Barroso, the Prime Minister of Portugal, former EU Commission head, yesterday it was announced that he's been appointed as a steering committee member. And in fact, Sol, S-O-L, one of Portugal's major newspapers, said that this appointment held equal importance and influence as his position at the EU Commission. So again, he's now a steering committee member. He has equal or more power.
Being a steering committee, member like Franco Barnaby of the Rothschilds is as big as being EU president. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Or bigger. They even suggested that it was bigger. So Tillman got the Barnaby confrontation, which we got. Then we were at the airport. They were actually going into the airport, eating at the cafe in the departure lounge before you go through security, where there's a flight deck observation where you can see the planes taking off and landing. And they were just sitting there drinking coffee, and both Tillman and Rob Dew were able to just walk up to them and have confrontations and conversations with them again. So in comparison to previous years, this, and in particular this final day, is the closest we've got to confronting Bilderberg members and having actual conversations with them. And in the case of Barnaby, he cited Chatham House rules. If you actually read what Chatham House rules means, it's you can say what happened, but you can't say who said what. But he claimed that because of these Chatham House rules, he couldn't say a word. Again, a complete lie, incorrect. He's obviously paranoid about the fact that if he speaks out, if he lets anything slip, then he's no longer going to be.
Well, I mean, let's face it. You're getting in the face of global, real corporate mafia dons, and so you guys are very arrogant. They're very arrogant. You say you've got some of the local reporters that did some of this. You want to interview somebody, Paul? You want to bring somebody in right now, or who should I talk to next?
Yeah, we'll bring Rob Dew in for that interview in a moment. But yeah, they're arrogant. I mean, Rob confronted another individual up there on the observation deck, called Oscar Bronner, who is the Austrian media mogul. He owns Der Standard, and he was traveling with Carl Savelda. Bronner didn't say very much, but Savelda was more chatty. And in fact, he said when Rob asked him his name, he held up his name tag and said, "Can you read?" So, again, complete arrogance. Everyone we confronted basically showed that arrogance. So, again, we got numerous confrontations. They showed their arrogance, and they've been exposed completely. As TPP begins to crumble, we've had more access than ever before at Bilderberg 2015.
Well, it's just unprecedented, and it's funny how we got the least amount of info because of all the security this time, but then got the most at the end. It just shows that perseverance is what matters. It's what comes through. I've got Joe Biggs coming in here to report to the next segment, so I want to get this rolling, but great job, guys. You're going back to the UK tomorrow. Rob Dew and Josh Owens are coming back here to Austin, Texas, and we'll have more of the HD footage, more of the confrontations going up in the morning. I know you guys will try to stay up late. It's like midnight there, but just go ahead and go to bed. Get it up tomorrow. Great job. There's still tons of stuff at InfoWars.com that just broke today. But thank you so much, Paul. Anything else you'd like to add before we briefly come back and talk to Rob Dew and that other reporter?
No, just the fact that, again, the most paranoia was centered around the conference itself because they're desperate to avoid leaks from the conference. They don't actually care about physical threats to Bilderbergers. That's why it was such a ring of steel, an encampment, because they didn't want anyone getting close.
They care about the criminal meeting with the banking regulators, meeting with the banks that have been indicted.
And Rob will talk about this more, but we went back to the hotel tonight where it was open. There were no checkpoints. We got in, we were immediately kicked out, and Rob can tell you more about that soon.
And we played the footage of that. We're going to break in 30 seconds. We'll come back, briefly talk to Dew and others, and we've got Joe Biggs here to break down the media blaming conspiracy theorists. If you slip on a banana peel, it's conspiracy theorists for the attack on the Dallas police station. It's all coming up. You know, we're those conspiracy theorists that go to the imaginary meeting with the troops and the helicopter and the thousands of police and the gunships and the radar jamming and the cell phone jamming. Yeah, it's all imaginary. It doesn't exist. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Wolf in. About 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We didn't come out immediately and say the Dallas Police Department attack was a false flag, but Joe Biggs went there, and you add it to the information I have, it doesn't look good. We don't know who's false flagging, but it's leaning that way. And Joe Biggs is a combat veteran. Even the police chief of Dallas said we thought people were shooting from an elevated position. This story just does not add up. We're going to talk about it in about 5 minutes. Obviously, if they're not on planes tomorrow, I'll have them on to debrief what happened at Bilderberg. We're limited on time right now, but we've got Rob Dew now joining us. He's been there since last Sunday. And, of course, Josh Owens. And they're talking to one of the local European reporters that got so many of these amazing interviews. So, Rob, we got about 5 minutes. Finish up with what happened to you today, overall Bilderberg news, and tell us about this reporter that got so much footage.
Sure. Well, it was an amazing day today at the airport, and we got a lot of footage. And we met a guy, Mr. Tillman,
who's a reporter from Germany, and he said, hey, I've got a confrontation here with Franco Barnaby. Let's check it out. We went up. We were editing it up in the cafe, and just as we had finished, we were exporting it out and getting ready to upload it to YouTube, and then walks in Oscar Bronner, Carl Svelta, and Rudolf Schulten. Rudolf Schulten and Carl Svelta are these big international bankers. Oscar Bronner is a publisher for De Standard. And I immediately saw Oscar Bronner because I recognized him. And I said, there he is. Tillman was so quick on the draw. He put his memory card back in his camera and was up before I could even get out of my chair confronting Mr. Schulten. And then I went up and confronted Oscar Bronner, asking him if he was going to actually spill the beans on what really goes on in Bilderberg. And I said, you know, you need to come clean. Otherwise, people are going to keep asking you questions about this and confronting you. And he goes, don't worry, I am clean. You know, just in this typical Austrian bodaciousness that I've been seeing from the cops here. You know, these people on the upper echelon just think they're better than everyone else. And it's totally disgusting. But I want to bring
up the Ubermenschen.
Yeah, exactly. So here's Mr. Tillman. He actually, I really respect what he did. He's got a camera, cost him about 80 euros, but he was still able to get probably two of the biggest confrontations at Bilderberg. So Tillman, let me ask you a question. How did you feel when you were confronting these guys? What was going through your mind?
I mean, yeah, it went all pretty fast, so it was actually by accident. So I actually wanted to pick up a friend at the airport, at the train station, and then a car from the Interalpen pulls up on me, and there's a guy coming out who looks kind of familiar to me. So I knew him because he walked out also 2011 in Switzerland. So I knew I got a Bilderberger here.
Yeah.
So and I know at the airport, at the train station, no one can protect him, and he had no bodyguards, no police. He was totally coverless. So I just thought, okay, let's attack him as long as possible. So I really made like 12-minute footage. And I also have a YouTube channel in Germany. I confront politicians too, so I'm used to this.
Give us that.
Yeah, I'll stay on them. So
tell them your YouTube channel.
It's called Bürgerberg. It's like German We Are Change. It's like my own project. And I do this with a lower budget and a smaller camera, but I confronted politicians from the Green Party. The
Liberal, not a big heart. You're having a big effect.
Parties on mostly Bilderberg because it's like an easy question to ask. So
yeah. Exactly, and that's the thing. He's doing it with a smaller, inexpensive camera, but he's still confronting people. And I tell you, the Barnaby confrontation is big because it just shows how audacious these guys are at the end of the day. And this was a Rothschild. You bagged a Rothschild at Bilderberg.
Well, the head of their banking dynasty, because they now farm that out because they're so inbred, they can hardly – well, the point is that, I mean, this is one of the head globalists. He's on the Bilderberg steering committee. This is a big deal, so we salute you. Good job. You actually confronted a major mafia don.
Yeah, and I think what's big is that he didn't take no for an answer. He didn't back down. He kept – and then he started preaching to him about what's going on at Bilderberg. He did the same thing with Mr. Schulten. Mr. Schulten didn't really want to talk to him, but he just kept saying more and more and more and just letting him know that the people do not agree with what's going on at Bilderberg.
Hey, I don't think the Bilderbergs are too happy about TPP being in deep trouble and being voted down Friday. I want you to get a full interview with him that will air when you get back this week. We'll also debrief all the on-air, but this is one of the most successful Bilderbergs ever. Great job. They've got to really be upset. Their agenda all over the place is in so much trouble, and they're now identified. I mean, once they're identified, it's the beginning of the end. We're not just obsessed with soccer players and football players. It's the beginning of the end of this shadow corporate world government.
Totally agree, Alex. And it was quite an ordeal dealing with these people all day and all night. And now we finally have some peace in just getting these confrontations out in the open and letting people know what these people really think. They think of us as kind of dirt. This guy, Oscar Bronner, really didn't want to talk to me. He was kind of looking down at me. Who are you with? And then Carl Svelta is taking pictures right in my face like I'm a criminal when he's one of the criminals here.
Well, con artists always have their bravado, their chutzpah.
Yeah.
That's all they got. And, you know, not all powerful people are scum like that, but these type of folks that work in these combines, they have disdain for the public. Bilderberg's all about hurting the public. It's a eugenicist global plan. They don't just discuss money there. It's about the larger depopulation program. Their own documents have been ferried out. They've been blown wide open. They're in deep trouble. I salute you all and Josh Owens. If you guys have time tomorrow and aren't on a plane yet, I want to interview you guys as well. But regardless, Tuesday in studio, great job, man. I really want to commend the job you've done.
All right, we'll see you then.
All right, thank you so much. Great job, Mr. Tillman. Good to meet you. And there were so many other citizen journalists out there that are having a big effect. I see it as more honorable when you're a citizen journalist with a $100 camera or 80-euro camera or whatever it is, than when you're a big hoard out New York Times of Germany like this Bronner guy. As Matt Drudge has always said, every blogger, every person with a camera, every YouTuber is just as important as the New York Times. Well, the New York Times is so discredited, we're more important. We don't put on all these airs and an act. We're here taking action. You didn't see mainstream media getting up at 7 in the morning or 6 in the morning to drive to Dallas and cover the events up there with the shooting. We did, because that's what real journalists used to do. Now media just waits for a press release from the police or from the government and regurgitates it. All right, Joe Biggs, we only got about 3 minutes to break. He'll have the next segment. You and I both were like, might be a crazy, angry about something. We'll see. Then they tell us, oh, it was his own makeshift armored vehicle. And, oh, well, that's not true. And then none of it adds up. Now, the bullet angles, I saw this on the news myself, and I'm a shooter. I know what stuff looks like, but you're an expert, combat vet, multiple tours. What do you make of the whole situation? Now they're in Raw Story saying that James Boulware was a conspiracy theorist. By tomorrow morning, you're going to hear Alex Jones, listener. I said, they keep saying people are going to attack police departments with no history of this. They're going to blame the Patriots. Jade Helms coming up. I said, if that narrative continues, we know it may be staged. Well, a lot of red lights are going off here, Joe Biggs.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first got out there, it was kind of hard to tell. You know, I was looking at a lot of the evidence that I could, listening to the different stories, reading the different articles in the area. Most of the police weren't saying anything because they said the FBI was still conducting an ongoing investigation. They were still picking up evidence. They were doing a lot of things like that. And then we found out, hey, around 3 o'clock, we're going to allow you guys, a select number of you journalists, we're going to take your name, the association that you work for, and we're going to bring in a reporter and a cameraman. We're going to allow you to walk through the crime scene to each individual spot where the shooting began.
And we're not saying the average cops are involved.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
But one of the big things was what I noticed is we got to the police vehicle that was fired upon. Now, the police vehicle was facing the police department, the front of the police department. When you look,
and we're showing photos you took on screen.
Yeah, when you look at the bullet holes that were at the front of the windshield, now there were two officers in that vehicle. There was a driver and a passenger. Now, how they survived this, you know, like they say, there's no atheist in foxhole. I'm pretty sure if these guys didn't believe in God, they found them really quick.
Yeah, we're not saying the attack was fake. This could have killed somebody. Yeah. Barely missed them.
Two of the rounds came right through the windshield into where the driver would have been, through there and out the back into the back seat. Now, the bullet holes in the windshield are high, a couple low, which means they would have had a straight triangulation going through. But there was two that came from a high angle, and then the two exit holes in the back of the seat where that fiberglass area is where they use protect, you know, from a passenger in the back, were at the very bottom. So if this guy was standing up, there's no way he could have shot around and then it kind of, you know, went down. So the firing...
Unless it's a magic bullet.
Yeah, unless it's a magic
bullet. Dallas does have magic bullets.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
I mean, that one hit Kennedy like 5 times.
Yeah. The grassy knoll.
And then it fell out undamaged on the stretcher.
Yeah, I mean, these things, there was either no cops in that car, and that's a complete lie in the story, or these are two of the luckiest men the world.
I saw it this morning. I don't have time to scramble and get it. It just clicked, though. The police chief came out. I bet he was a pretty honest guy. He said that he thinks there might have been people up higher shooting.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Well, if you go to Dallas, as our reporters did physically, Ja'Kari Jackson will be in studio as well tomorrow. We're going to break more of this down. And you've got bullets coming in at the top of the car, and then they go down at an angle, and they're supposedly shot from gun ports that are basically at the same level as the police car. So they should be going through with a flat trajectory. You know, there's a cover-up, and we'll have this by tomorrow. The police chief saying, we thought they were shooting from roofs. So that shows the police department probably isn't involved in this. They don't know what's going on. And I'm not, from my experience, you don't see, like, departments staging false flags. You see globalist organizations doing it, giving an official narrative to the department. Then the van races away. They first said that it was a... something he'd made. Turns out he bought it on eBay, even though he had no job and was bankrupt. And it's a armored van that, like, police or others would use. You can buy these on the civilian market. Well, it might be a good vehicle for the InfoWars crew, actually. Here's the headline. Where did unemployed mechanic Bullware get money to buy a zombie apocalypse assault vehicle? Family said attacker did not have money to pay for mental health care. So he may just be a mental patient cutout of some other group. And you add Jade Helm coming up with, quote, the military simulating illegal activities. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but they use drills as a cover. And other weird stuff's going on. Joe Biggs, you got the floor for the final 8 minutes. This is Bombshell. You got video and photos with Jakari. We'll have it all in HD tomorrow for folks on the weekday show. We're just codifying this now. But at first, we thought just another crazy nut. It's starting to look suspicious. You even said that.
Yeah, once you actually get out there and look at the evidence and you get, you know, boots on the ground and you're able to look at these different scenes, it just doesn't add up. And like I said, the biggest thing is the trajectory of those bullets coming through. It doesn't add up that this guy was shooting an assault rifle through these portholes in the side of a van. A van doesn't sit that
much higher. You can't physically shoot down at that angle unless he's on the roof.
I mean, he would have had to have been, like, right there parked on the very front of the hood. Like, just had driven right on the hood to be able to get that kind of an angle.
I know, but I'm looking at the ports. That wouldn't even be at that angle to shoot that way down. I mean, maybe.
They were saying that he was firing towards the police department, and then I'm assuming at that point in time he heard the car come, and then that's when he had turned around and apparently started, you know, shooting at the police vehicle. But like I said, once you get out there, at first they brought us to the front of the police vehicle. Then they brought us to the front of the police department where it was just riddled with bullet holes all over the whole front. And they said that is not reinforced. It's not bulletproof whatsoever. Those rounds went through that into the front desk where there would have been, you know, like ladies, that, you know, civilians working to process people, you know, help them at the front desk. Went through that and into other offices as well. Then they took us down to the next area where the bag that had the pipe bomb went off in the parking lot. And you could see bits of screw, PVC pipe, all this different stuff. And it completely took out the front end of the vehicle and smashed some windows and some surrounding vehicles. Then they brought us back around and then brought us to the left rear side of the police vehicle where you could see where the bullet went.
Well, I'll say this. Them letting you in so quick does not add to it being a false flag. But again, the department's probably not involved in this. When you look at staged events, they'll have the cutout in the vehicle, somebody else gets out before he gets caught, or that they leave a dead body in the van later and then call on the tip of the police. I mean, I've seen this done in other countries. I've seen it done here. It may not be a false flag, but it's just not adding up. And part of your homework, Joe, is you can do it. I saw that clip this morning. It's on InfoWars in one of the articles. The police chief gave a press conference. He talked about believing there were other shooters up higher. So the police are obviously noticing the same thing.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of apartment complexes and lofts that you can rent surrounding the police department right there. So there's a lot of high vantage points for something like that to happen. But like I said, the police vehicle was facing the police station. So that meant that shots had to have been fired from the police station to get that angle down at the...
Repeat what you told me earlier. Yeah, because I interrupted you. Explain. The bullets are at an angle. We have the photos. They're from up high. That's even bigger. The angle is from the department.
Yeah, it's from the department. I mean, no doubt.
Explain it.
There's no way, because the way the vehicle pulled up, it was facing the front of the Dallas Police Department right there. So the angle, when you look at where the bullets come through the windshield to where the driver would be sitting, through the back seat and out the back, you can see how the metal tore, how it came from a high trajectory. So it had to have been because the police vehicle was aiming, pointing towards the front of the vehicle. It would have had to have come from there.
You told me months ago that when you were in Iraq and Afghanistan that sometimes if you just got shot at once, I don't know if you remember the story, we were out having a beer, that you'd stop the Humvees and then you could, once security got set up, see the angle and pretty much find out where it came from to go find the people.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's where your skill in this comes from. But
exactly.
Anybody can see where a bullet's coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, what angle?
Well, I mean, a lot of the reporters out there were asking some of those cupcake questions. I mean, I was just in awe of how stupid that entire thing went. You know, what do you think? And just some of the dumbest stuff. And I'm sitting there saying, that looks like a 308, maybe a 7.62. It's like a 308 assault rifle or probably a Kalashnikov or something like that. The guy would have had to been elevated. And then one of the camera guys was an old Vietnam vet. And he goes, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. It had to have come from a high.
Oh, I forgot. You went to a press conference. Did you get any of these questions in of why are the bullets coming in an angle from the top?
They wouldn't let us ask anything that didn't have to do with just the crime scene itself. It had to be about actual that.
Okay, why are the bullets coming in from an angle?
As soon as anyone would ask something like that, they said, no, we'll answer that another time. They wouldn't ask anything like that. They wouldn't answer anything.
For those that don't know, you could stick pencils in there and see the angle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see it.
That's what they did.
I mean, they let me get right close to it. I looked at it. It came from high up. It had to have come from a...
See, if they were involved in the cover-up, they wouldn't let anybody in there.
Well, I think...
Notice the Rot Rally. They're still not releasing any of that footage or letting anything out.
Yeah, from the Waco
thing. Not the Rot Rally. The Waco thing.
Yeah. Well, one of the
speaking of Watt Rally, you saw him Friday night with sniper rifles downtown.
Yeah, they were walking up and down the street with these sniper rifles attached to their backpack, and these are the same guys in green uniforms that we saw in Waco. Those are the ones that assaulted like it was Normandy on the Twin Peaks, and that was one of the questions I had before that: is it going to be handled the same way? And luckily,
somebody shoots, so you just shoot the crowd.
Yeah.
And then seal everything. Now, that's definitely a cover-up.
But one of the things I did think was one of the most suspicious things was the fact that it was an ongoing crime scene. You're letting people outside come in that could possibly contaminate it. They could come back later and say, one of these reporters touched something. And
you see, I see it as they're not covering it up, so maybe it's true. But you're saying, and I get what you're saying, why let you into a crime scene?
Yeah, because they had the FBI right there. The FBI crime scene investigators were on scene. They had these different devices out that measure the angles and all this stuff. And there was shrapnel all over the ground. And we were just walking over it. The cops were like, "Oh, it's okay. Just walk over here. Just if you see a white piece of paper with a number on it, just don't step on that part." But we're walking through essentially contaminating a crime scene, and yet there's no problem with that. Anytime I've been to any kind of thing like this before, it takes days before they let you in. I thought that was one of the most suspicious things, is that the day of, they're bringing 20, 30 people through.
Well, part of it is the guy's dead. But no, I see what you're saying. See, I was thinking they're not covering it up, so maybe they're telling the truth, but I get your point. Why would they just let you in? But that kind of bodes towards it being real, because everybody's reality is a lot more disjointed. I tell you, it's confusing. Well, I mean, what about the angle of these bullets? That's really suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, we just remember back this past Thanksgiving, we had a similar incident here in Austin, Texas, downtown to the police department. A guy came in. I had just gotten back with Jakari from Ferguson. It was in November. We had just gotten back and landed. I'm like, all right, I'm tired of being shot at. I need to go downtown on 6th Street, have a beer, relax, and just get away from all the gunfire. And some guy comes through in downtown Austin. And when I was just at the police department the other day, bullet holes riddled all across the front, hasn't been repaired. And, it's crazy.
They still haven't repaired the police department?
No, not at all. It's all over the inside window when you go up and, hand them your ID to say, hey, I've gotten a ticket. I need to pay for this. This is who I am. Bullets all over there. Holes all through there.
God, what a country. And why is it all happening in Texas? Something's going on.
Well, I told you, Jade Helm was labeled hostile. And it seems funny, ever since we came out with these documents saying that Jade Helm that Texas was hostile on the Jade Helm documents, everything's been going crazy. Garland, McKinney, the Dallas shootings, all these different things keep happening in Texas. Texas looks pretty hostile to me now. It looks like they're getting what they wanted.
Well, we don't know what's happened here. It just doesn't add up.
But yeah, it's just really
because I saw your photos this morning before you even got back, and it said an angle, and I'm going, those are in angles. And then even the police chief saying we thought they might have been on roofs because they were coming in down at an angle.
Yeah, they changed their story actually about that two or three times yesterday, because my initial reports that I heard were, yeah, we think there's multiple shooters, because a lot of the witnesses there said that, hey, we heard multiple gunfire from different areas. We think there's probably four shooters. And then one of the guys yesterday was like, no, we just think this is a lone gunman. There's no one else. But now they're changing it again, so.
This is bigger, I tell you. Joe, let's try to codify this into an article, into a video. I need you and Jakari, who are there, both here tomorrow. You've got HD footage. Great job. Thanks for working 7 days a week.
Yep.
Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com reporter. I'm Alex Jones. Great job of the crew. Great job of the listeners. Our affiliates, Lord willing. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday transmission, InfoWars.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.